From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Transportation Department is set to release results of an investigation into the problem of sudden acceleration in some Toyota cars and trucks. NPR's Paul Brown reports the government has been looking into whether faulty electronics may have played a role.
Toyota has redesigned floor mats and modified and even replaced some gas pedals in its widest-ranging recall ever. It's recalled more than 11 million vehicles around the world since 2009 to address charges of unintended acceleration. And Toyota's paid the biggest fines ever to the Transportation Department. Safety groups, consumer advocates, and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood have asked for investigation into possible Toyota electronic problems. The new government report may present conclusions on that. The National Academy of Sciences is conducting a separate industry-wide investigation of unintended acceleration problems. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The House is expected to vote today to extend temporarily some provisions of the Patriot Act. The law, which was passed after the September 11th attacks, makes it easier for authorities to conduct surveillance on terrorism suspects. The extension, which will run through the end of this year, will cover elements such as access to business records and obtaining roving wiretaps. But a longer-term extension is running into opposition from some conservative lawmakers and those elected with Tea Party backing. Attorney General Eric Holder supports extending the law's provisions until 2013. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators are crowding the central square in Cairo today to reassert their call for the resignation of Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak. NPR's J.J. Sutherland is there and says the crowd is so big, it's overflowing into other areas of the city.
I've not seen it ever overflow from Tahrir Square before. Usually it's been fairly contained in the square, and certainly the army has tried to keep it that way over the past 2 days, making it much more difficult to get into the square itself, with heavier and heavier checkpoints. And so now, for the first time that I've seen, they've surrounded the parliament building in downtown Cairo. There's also been a call on Facebook to surround the Ministry of Interior, which controls the hated security services.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Cairo. Egypt's vice president is insisting that the reform process in the country is on the right path, heading toward an organized transfer of power. But protest leaders say the government's promises of concessions and reforms are just a ploy to buy time and have only reinvigorated demonstrators. The Labor Department says the number of job openings that were advertised in December fell. It was the second straight monthly decline, down to the lowest level since last September. There were sharp declines in the number of jobs advertised in professional and business services, as well as in construction and manufacturing. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are clinging to a narrow gain, up 19 points at 12,181. The Nasdaq Composite, though, is unchanged. This is NPR News. Federal judicial vacancies have reportedly doubled since President Obama took office. The Washington Post reports the departures and retirements have forced delays in some trials and increased the workload of remaining judges dramatically. Senate Republicans and the Obama administration are now working together to try to speed up the confirmation process. A well-known Islamist leader in Russia is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at the country's largest airport last month, a bombing that killed 36 people. NPR's David Green reports there are concerns about the possibility of more such attacks.
Doku Umarov is a veteran militant from Chechnya in Russia's turbulent North Caucasus, and in a video that showed up online yesterday, the 46-year-old dressed in camouflage said the special operation at Moscow's Domodedovo Airport on January 24th was carried out on his order. Umarov vowed that more attacks are coming. As he put it, there are hundreds of brothers who are prepared to sacrifice themselves. Umarov also claimed credit for last spring's deadly bombing on the Moscow subway. He's long been a high-profile enemy of Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and a powerful symbol of failure in Russia's security policy. In the North Caucasus, many Muslims say the government's aggressive hunt for suspected insurgents has alienated residents and helped insurgent groups recruit. Umarov has called Russian leaders racist, and he's vowed to create an independent Islamic state in Russia's south. David Green, NPR News.
All the jerseys, hats, jackets, and other gear that were made with the logo of the Pittsburgh Steelers in case the Steelers had won the Super Bowl are now headed to foreign countries. The Christian relief group World Vision will be distributing the clothing to underprivileged people in countries that include Zambia, Nicaragua, Romania, and Armenia. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for